While on a routine mission, the Cosmic Space Patrol ship Intrepid has encountered a strange time warp, which has plunged the ship 600 years into the past. The year is 1983.
Well, there it is, kid. Your home planet.
Wow, I never thought I'd get to see Earth 600 years before I was born.
I'm afraid I'm not much of a history student. Let's ask old Chipbrain what he can tell us about Earth in 1983.
I do not compute the name Chipbrain. I am the multilingual LEX-12000.
Touchy today, aren't we? I was just joking. What can you tell me and my friend here about the planet down below? 1983 is a little bit before my time.
I have already tabulated the information you request. Here is my status report on the planet Earth in 1983. This temperate and largely aquatic planet is inhabited by a wide variety of plant and animal life. The dominant life form is man. There are currently 4,551,000,000 humans on Earth. They live in the 166 countries and 49 colonies and territories on the planet. There is no central government as we now know it. Life on the planet is still largely primitive, although progress is being made at a steady rate. There are currently several dozen wars and conflicts underway. Most are territorial, although some are based on religious differences. Mankind is a stubborn species, and change comes slowly to this world. There are thousands of differing and equally valid cultures now functioning. Some have remained unchanged over the centuries, while others are changing even as we speak. I have assembled a collection of audio tapes that may give you a better picture of the varieties of human experience as they existed. Correction, as they exist in 1983.
So that's Earth in the 1980s. What a place. I think I'm glad I was born a little later in time. You know, it might be fun to go down and take a first-hand look at the planet. But I'm afraid it might cause a panic. They're bound to think we're a UFO and start shooting at us. Even if we could talk to them, they would never believe our explanation of how we got here. Besides, we had better start thinking about how we're going to get back to our own time. The ship has enough fuel for only 3 days. After that, it could start to get a little chilly up here.
Captain Stanton, I have applied all my logic circuits to our problem, as well as a complete interface between my navigational and astronomical banks. The readouts today are somewhat less than encouraging. The random factor of the phenomena that created the time-space warp make any duplication of the event extremely unlikely. Excuse me, Captain. There is some new information coming in. The particle counter has picked up something in deep space. An asteroid of truly gigantic proportions. Its flight path will carry it on a course dangerously close to Earth. Any object this size would cause immense disturbances on the planet's surface, resulting in earthquakes, global flooding, and catastrophic loss of life. It would, in fact, create a doomsday situation.
Can we destroy it ourselves before it strikes Earth?
It is conceivable, Captain. However, it would require a direct hit. Anything less than a perfect shot would shatter the asteroid into thousands of huge chunks that would rain down on the planet. The results would be less dramatic, but equally fatal.
How much time do we have? When is the asteroid due in this solar system?
Computing. The asteroid will reach the outer perimeters of the solar system in 6 days, 17 hours, and 42 minutes. But by then it will be too late. the demolition of an object of this size within the solar system could cause a shift in the orbits of one or more of the planets. Not a desirable situation, Captain. Our best chance for success is for us to engage the asteroid in deep space.
And what are our chances for success?
Computing. Logic dictates that our success is a historical inevitability. We know by the fact that Earth exists in our time that we will be successful in saving the planet. The question is not, can Earth survive, but rather, can we?
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go for it! I'm punching in the coordinates that will put us on an intercept course. We should be within firing range in a few minutes. Stand by for ignition. Ready? Fire main thrusters!